This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The man who streamed live video during last year's King Super shooting in Boulder was found not guilty in a jury trial today. Dean Schiller faced a misdemeanor count of obstructing a police officer. Police claimed he ignored several requests to leave the area, but defense attorneys argued Schiller did not hinder police. 10 people were killed in the incident, including a police officer. In a debate on Tuesday night, the Republican candidate for governor, Heidi Ganahl, said that building more dams was crucial to Colorado's water future. Governor Jared Polis said that alone wouldn't work.
Look, you can't store your way out of a drought. The water simply isn't there.
Instead, Polis pointed to new technologies like indoor agriculture that could increase efficiency. This week marks the 25th anniversary of a massive blizzard that lasted 3 days in 1997. CPR's Tony Gorman reports it was one of the deadliest winter storms in Colorado history.
The blizzard caused power outages and left thousands of people stranded along the Front Range. Governor Roy Romer was forced to declare a state of emergency, and the U.S. Army, National Guard, and law enforcement rescued hundreds during the blizzard. Metro Denver was buried in over 2 feet of snow, while the heaviest snowfall came in the foothills and southwest of the city. 7 people died across the state. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And find more news at cpr.org.